This morning on WCHL, Election Day is upon us, and if the pollsters are to be believed, races are extremely tight all across the nation. The Orange County Health Department hopes that a series of locally produced videos will empower citizens to tell each other, you can't smoke here.
Take a deep breath. You smell that? Nope. That's because public places in Orange County are now smoke-free.
And North Carolina's starting running back Romar Morris was arrested early Sunday morning in Chapel Hill and charged with a DWI. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports and North Carolina volleyball team set a new program high, ranking of number 8 in the updated AVCA coaches poll released yesterday. And
Marcus Page has earned first-team All-American, so why is a freshman on the preseason AP team?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
36 degrees in Chapel Hill, 35 this morning in Carrboro. It's 7:07 at WCHL. The polls are open. They have been open for 37 minutes now and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. The election day is finally upon us after all those ads. If the pollsters are to be believed, races are extremely tight. Not only here with some races, but all over the country. Republicans are going to pick up some seats in the U.S. Senate. It's still unclear how many. Most pollsters say the GOP is likely going to regain control of the Senate from Democrats, but that's far from a sure thing. The latest surveys from Raleigh-based public policy polling show neck-and-neck races for Senate seats in Georgia, New Hampshire, Kansas, and Iowa, and those are only some of the key seats up for grabs. A lot of the eyes of the nation are on North Carolina. Incumbent Senator Kay Hagan appears to be leading her challenger, Republican State House Speaker Tom Tillis, but only by the very narrowest of margins. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen about what to expect when those final numbers come in tonight.
We're getting very little clarity either in North Carolina or nationally. I would say in North Carolina, the picture is becoming even less clear. For the longest time, it seemed like every poll that came out, Kay Hagan was up by 3 or 4 points. Now most of the polls, I would say, are either tied or have Hagan up by 1 point. So it seems like there has been a small but pretty consistent shift in the polls in Tom Tillis's direction. So that makes what was already a very close race even closer. I'm going to be pretty surprised on election night if either candidate ends up winning the North Carolina Senate race. I've been saying all year I'd be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 2 points. I'm sort of getting to the point where I'll be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 1 point. I think it's just going to be an incredibly close election, and we may not even know on election night who won the North Carolina Senate race.
There's a lot more to that interview with Tom Jensen and WCHL's Aaron Keck. Jensen, of course, the director of public policy polling. You can get more numbers from PPP also on our website, chapelboro.com, along with the whole interview. And don't forget to tune in to WCHL after the evening news tonight for our live election coverage. WCHL's Aaron Keck, of course, is the host of the evening news. He'll be talking about the election a lot during today's newscast, but also I will be here anchoring your coverage starting at 7 o'clock. Aaron will be here, Elizabeth Friend, and Tom Jensen will join us, and a lot of other folks as well. As the numbers come in, we'll break down the numbers as they come in. We'll speak with some of the winning candidates in our local races. It all begins after 7 o'clock tonight. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, for all the election returns as they come in. But remember, the polls are open now and will stay open until 7:30 tonight. If you did not participate in early voting, please get out and cast your votes today. A lot of folks say, my vote doesn't count. That is not true, especially in a close race like this. Please go to the polls. The top candidates in North Carolina's $100 million Senate race, who flooded our televisions with messages for months, are now emphasizing individual contact as the deciding factor on Election Day. There were no high-profile political celebrities campaigning with Democratic Senator Kay Hagan or Republican challenger Tom Tillis on Monday's Election Eve. After a week that saw Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Mitt Romney, and John McCain appearing with the candidates, Hagan and Tillis focused instead on efforts by supporters in the campaign's final hours. Hagan visited her Cary field office on Monday morning to encourage workers there to prepare to knock on doors. Tillis visited a GOP campaign site in Cornelius and made phone calls to voters. Tillis and Hagan are running very close in the polls. polls. Libertarian candidate Sean Haw could be a spoiler. And as we said earlier, Tom Jensen says the race is very, very close. Hagan with a very slim edge, but you never can tell what's going to happen on Election Day. Please get to the polls today. Polls remain open till 7:30. At last night's Chapel Hill Town Council, the council unanimously voted to create a development agreement to move toward developing the Obie Creek property. The developer, however, expressed some concerns.
A little trouble that we're going to do this, and yet at the same time, you're going to begin looking at a process of developing your own property.
That is Roger Perry, president of East West Partners Management Company. This company will soon negotiate with Chapel Hill on the terms of building a multi-use development across from Southern Village, the proposed Obie Creek development that everyone has heard so much about. Ben Perry, finance director of East West Partners, said Roger Perry is troubled because the town is asking East West Partners to pay for road improvements costing millions of dollars, which would increase the value of the town-owned park-and-ride lot across the street. Ben Perry expressed concern after council members discussed the possibility of finding a developer for the park and ride lot property. Perry said this situation introduces a conflict of interest into the negotiation process.
I just throw that out as something for consideration.
That's Roger Perry again, and here's Mayor Mark Kleinsmith with his response.
Well, thank you. And I actually was wondering when you were going to notice that. I mean, I just say.
I've noticed it for some time. I didn't realize you were going to go quite this far.
In response to Roger Perry, Kleinsmith said cameras will record and broadcast to each meeting, and East West Partners can remind council members of this potential conflict. He also said this is an example of the council navigating multiple issues at the same time. The town owns the park and ride lot property, but the Maryland-based company Caves Valley Partners owns the Obie Creek property. During the public comment period, resident Amy Ryan said the development should be well connected to other parts of Chapel Hill, and it should not negatively impact traffic on side roads near the development. She also said the development should prioritize affordable housing.
Obie Creek will be worth it if it achieves some important town goals. For example, this is a great spot for moderate-priced housing. The area has plenty of high-priced single-family homes already. Let's ask for units that cater to UNC employees who can then bike or take the bus to work.
Affordable housing will be one of the discussion topics of the council's next special meeting. This meeting focused on Obie Creek will be held November 13th at Chapel Hill Town Hall. You can find this story on chapelborough.com. The Orange County Health Department hopes that a series of locally produced videos will empower citizens to tell each other, "You can't smoke here." WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Take a deep breath. You smell that? Nope. That's because public places in Orange County are now smoke-free.
That message, delivered by one actor to another as they walk together down Chapel Hill's Franklin Street, begins one of five videos produced by a contracted videographer for Orange County. Public Information Officer Stacy Shelp of the Orange County Health Department said that one goal of the videos, now posted on the Orange County website, is to show people how to say no to other people smoking. That can be awkward.
Whether it's mom on the playground or the person on the street or the shop owner or county employee to county employee or town employees.
Another goal is to get the videos out there.
We would love them to go as viral as they can. We are encouraging the different towns, municipalities, police departments, etc., to share them, to have them on their website.
On October 24, 2012, then-Chair Tony Whitaker signed the Orange County Board of Health rule that bans smoking in public places and in county and town buildings, grounds, and vehicles. The 11-page document lays out all the affected places, including bus stops, sidewalks, and polling places, and cites North Carolina statutes authorizing local governments to enforce rules on government property and rules that protect public health. Since then, errant public smokers may have encountered a red-vested smoking response team of health department workers and citizen volunteers accompanied by a police officer, there to remind everybody that Orange County strives to be smoke-free. The SRT is scheduled to patrol Franklin Street today. Information about the smoking ban is available on the Orange County Visitors Bureau site. You can find a link to that in this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Once again, today is Election Day, and with Election Day upon us, everybody in North Carolina seems to have his or her own opinion about where things stand and how they got here. But one former UNC history professor is answering that question by looking back through our state's history. Jim Lutze is an emeritus professor of history at Carolina and the former chancellor at UNC Wilmington. He's recently published a book called Entering North Carolina, set clocks back 100 years, not his original title.
I am very unhappy about what's going on in North Carolina currently. I told my publisher that I wanted to title the book, I'm Mad as Hell and I Want My State Back.
Lutzi's book is a journey through 19th and 20th century North Carolina politics, tracing the political ancestry of our leading public figures today. But it's also a book with an agenda. Lutzi says North Carolina thrived in the 20th century because it was controlled by progressives in both parties, but that's no longer the case today.
I don't care what party it is. I don't care whether it's a Jim Holzhauser type Republican Party or a Jim Hunt Democratic Party. Any party that wants to return to the moderate course of North Carolina, support education, support the environment, support reasonable rules and laws as far as building and pollution and other things, I'm for them.
Once again, that is Jim Lutzi, the name of his book, Entering North Carolina, Set Clocks Back 100 Years. You can find that book at local bookstores. It was published earlier this year. WCHL News Time, 717. Time now for traffic and weather together. We'll start with traffic, and it's brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Roads are looking good so far this morning. I guess everybody's hitting the poles early. 54 eastbound, very busy in spots. Just a few, though, from Fordham Boulevard to 40 and 40 eastbound still in good shape, a delay-free ride from 15501 to the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thanks a lot. I hope a lot of people are going to the polls this morning. Polls have been open for almost an hour now, since 6:30. And, you know, it's so important if you haven't voted early, then get out there and do it today.
I just saw on Facebook my cousin voted.
All right. All right. Well, congratulations to your entire family.
Oh, well, thank you.
Your cousin voted.
Yeah, well,
is she, is
she's
first
the only
person
one up.
Is he the first person in your family to get out and vote?
Today.
Yeah. Good. Well, everybody needs to do that. And polls will be open until 7:30. And, of course, our coverage, our continuous coverage, starts at 7 o'clock tonight right here on WCHL. We'll have a cast of thousands here to bring you the election results. We'll even have Tom Jensen with us to analyze those numbers all right here on WCHL. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the place to go for fueling up. You can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, 37 degrees, mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 70s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies and not as cool. Tonight about 45. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 70s one more time. Got some clouds coming later on in the week, but right now we don't have to worry about that. Really nice weather for the next couple of days.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
In news around town this morning, if you want to help Carboro develop an arts and creativity district, head to Town Hall on Saturday from 10 till noon for an info session hosted by Creative Carboro. Four UNC students will also be on hand. They're spending the semester developing projects related to promoting arts and cultural districts. The session is open to everybody. If you'd like more information, head online and visit creativecarboro.org. You can read all our news around town stories on our website at chapelboro.com. Go to the news around town link. 7:20 at WCHL. Time for championship sports, and let's start with Carolina football. Bad news this morning. North Carolina's starting running back Romar Morris arrested early Sunday morning in Chapel Hill and charged with a DWI. Morris, 22 years old, was arrested at 4:12 a.m. and was booked by the Chapel Hill Police Department. Morris was released at 5:30 in the morning at a written promise to appear in court. The junior recorded his 11th start for the Tar Heels in Saturday's loss at Miami, but start number 12 won't come against Pittsburgh. UNC head coach Larry Fedora announced on Monday that Morris has been suspended for Carolina's next game, which is not until November 15th. In a statement, Coach Fedora said, quoting here, "We hold our players accountable for their actions, and when a player makes a poor decision, he must face the consequences. I'm hopeful Romar will learn from his mistake and make better decisions in the future." Morris is scheduled to appear in court November 13th at 9 a.m. Again, Romar Morris, 22 years old, arrested at 4:12 in the morning. That was this past Sunday morning, of course, following that football game down in Miami on Saturday. Tar Heels got back late from that, I'm sure. North Carolina volleyball team set a new program high ranking of number 8 in the updated AVCA coaches poll released on Monday. The 18-2 Tar Heels are in the middle of an historic season and show no signs at all of slowing down. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Head coach Joe Segula has seen it all on the volleyball court. He's been in the business for 34 seasons, 24 of them at Carolina. But in the past 2 years, his squad has enjoyed record-breaking success. His number 8 Tar Heels have now been ranked for 26 straight weeks, the longest streak in program history. Assistant coach Eve Rackham says last Friday's dominant 3-0 sweep of Miami shows the team is peaking at the right time, with postseason play less than a month away.
Really, really good team win. I think the best our two outside hitters have played together in a couple matches, so it was nice to see them really score for us. We did a really, really good job siding out. Transition game wasn't as strong as I would like it to be, as we've been practicing, but I think that in terms of siding out, that's one of the best matches we've had all year.
Junior Lee Andrew stands out for the Tar Heels. Andrew had 15 kills and 9 digs in the Miami win. Coach Rackham says Andrew's versatility makes her a dynamic teammate and has helped her emerge as one of the best athletes on the UNC roster.
You know, Lee is such a talented player. I think the more she believes she's talented, she's only going to get better. She can really do everything for us. She passes half the court. You know, she's back there playing middle back defense and taking back row swings, taking front row swings. She's one of our best blockers. You know, she does so much for us that I think sometimes she gets even undervalued because of just the sheer amount of swings she has to take and responsibility she's got every match.
Andrew identifies accurate serving as the key to Carolina's chances moving forward. With a 9-1 mark in the ACC, it's hard to imagine there's much room for improvement. But Andrew says a clean serving day takes the Tar Heels to another level.
Such a crisp game, and we really were locked in all 3 sets, and we left it all out on the court. In the second set, our service errors were like huge. We had none. In the first set, we had 7, and the second set, it was none. And I think when we serve in and serve aggressive, it just brings a good vibe to our team.
Junior Paige Noonfelt says Andrew is critical to Carolina's success and believes the Miami win will give the team even more confidence. The Hurricanes were a formidable opponent, with their lone ACC losses going into the UNC match, coming to number 25 Duke and number 3 Florida State.
Lee played great. She had so many awesome shots, and she was just tearing apart their defense. Miami is a really tough team. They're going to be up there in the conference, and their only losses are to Duke and Florida State, so we knew coming in it was going to be a really tough match, and really happy we could come out and win that 3-0. It was pretty impressive.
Next up for the surging Tar Heel volleyballers, who have only dropped a pair of sets in their last 7 conference matches, will be a road trip up to Chestnut Hill to take on the Boston College Eagles Friday night at 7 p.m. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Matt. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Marcus Page has earned first-team All-American, so why is a freshman on the preseason AP team? This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. From a scrawny freshman who was supposed to play backup to Kendall Marshall, Marcus Page has been a joy to watch grow in physique, stature, and stardom. Page garnered the most votes on the Associated Press preseason All-American team with fellow juniors Montrezl Harrell of Louisville and Wichita State's Fred Van Fleet. They, along with Wisconsin senior Frank Kaminsky, have all played their way onto the most prestigious preseason team. The 5th pick is Duke freshman and high school superstar Jahiel Okafor, who is the 3rd Frosh in 5 years to make the AP's top 5. He joins Carolina's Harrison Barnes in 2011 and Andrew Wiggins of Kansas last season as the only first-team college All-Americans who have never played a college game. That is silly and patently unfair to the kids who have played their way into the recognition. Roy Williams was highly critical of Barnes being so selected, not because he didn't believe his first freshman from Ames, Iowa wasn't a first-class prospect, but because he earned his bones against high school players who he was bigger and better than. And while Barnes was an NBA first-round pick as a sophomore, he never quite lived up to the unfair hype in college. Even Wiggins, who was the first pick in the NBA draft as a freshman, made only second-team All-American in his one season at Kansas. Barnes, too, never made first team. Page, also from Ames, Iowa, has proven his mettle in the college game, leading a scoring challenge UNC team last season to 24 wins and back to the NCAA tournament. His second-half scoring spurts and wins over Kentucky, NC State, and Michigan State became almost legendary and demonstrated his 6'1 size was no handicap in the college game. Paige will be surrounded by a much better, deeper lineup this season and won't have to score as much to be just as good of a player. Okafor's selection to the AP team, like Barnes and Wiggins, is all on hype. The 6'10 aircraft carrier from Chicago dominated the high school game and was the consensus pick as the number one prep player in the country. Yet, like Jabari Parker struggled at times, especially on defense, freshman Okafor will face double-teaming Duke opponents as big or bigger. Carolina's Justin Jackson, a 6'8 swing player who was co-MVP with Okafor in the McDonald's All-Star game, has just a good a chance to be the best freshman in the ACC without all the hype. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Attention, Carolina fans. Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
The following 10 seconds of Yodeling Bacon is brought to you by Cameron's at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro. The previous 10 seconds of Yodeling Bacon was brought to you by Cameron's at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro. Cameron's, a gallery of gifts, jewelry, cards, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff. Cameron's, a wonderland of gifts.
Paws Forever offers a unique, integrated approach to animal welfare, providing services for animals and their people at each stage of life. Programs range from rescue and adoption to education and training, and now to Legacy Care, a unique service that allows pet owners to plan ahead for the care of their beloved dogs and cats. Learn more about Paws Forever programs, animals, volunteer opportunities, and ways to donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about animals in our community.
It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire.
Bryce Johnson with the board. Transition three, other way is good.
WCHL and ChapelBro.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis. With 30 sponsor locations around town, collect the entries, including R&R Grill, Terra Nova Global Properties, and Jersey Mike's at Elliott Road and Chapel Hill North. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling in to the WCHL Morning News and the WCHL Evening News every weekday and online at chapelroad.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including the Root Cellar, Twig, and Home Lunch Caregivers. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. Watch the Tar Heels play 3 games and stay 4 nights in the Bahamas.
Hey, listen, time is running out. We are in the last week of our biggest contest of the year. You got your passport ready? It's a Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire. WCHL and ChapelBro.com are going to send you and a guest to see the Carolina basketball team play in the 2014 Battle for Atlantis, November 26th through 28th. The winner will get to spend Thanksgiving in Paradise Island and get the great seats to 3 UNC tournament games. And sometime next hour, I'll be taking another caller who will be on the list to become perhaps a qualifier for our drawing on Thursday morning right here on WCHL on the morning news. And don't forget, you can go to our website, check out all 30 sponsor locations. That is chapelboro.com. We have all the details right there, and you could be spending your Thanksgiving down in the Bahamas. Not bad, huh? Stay tuned next hour and check out all those sponsor locations. There are 30 in all. Go and register each one. That is the best way to get yourself qualified to win this whole contest. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is 37 degrees right now. Mostly sunny, high today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool, with a low in the middle 40s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high in the low 70s. Some rain coming in the middle of the week, but between now and then, really nice, couple of nice days here. Dickie's Barbecue Pit on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or you can arrange for catering at Dickie's.com.
ChapelBro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Midterm elections
Who gets control of the U.S. Senate?
Nobody disputes that this is going to be anything but a good night for Republicans. The question is, how good can Democrats stop them just shy of a majority in the Senate? Or will Republicans dominate both houses for the first time since 2006?
The question from correspondent Nancy Cordes. Political director John Dickerson says focus on this state.
If Democrats can hold on in North Carolina, then it means it will be a less big night for Republicans. If Democrats lose North Carolina, then it's going to be a tough night. So that's just an early state to watch. Later states, Colorado, because that's another key battleground. We're going to talk about that a lot in 2016.
Harsh words in Connecticut. Governor Dan Malloy trying to keep his job and beat Republican Tom Foley.
This is a guy who hasn't paid income tax, although he's worth tens and tens of millions of dollars, hasn't paid any income tax in 3 years.
Foley countered, criticizing Malloy's record.
The tax increase was a bad policy decision, and it's hurt people in Connecticut. It's slowed down our economy. It's cost us jobs.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill. It is Election Day. We have nothing but sunny skies today. If you haven't voted already, please get to the polls. They have been open for an hour and 2 minutes now. Election Day is finally upon us. If the pollsters are to be believed, races are extremely tight, not only with the Senate race here in North Carolina, but also all across the country, things are tight. Republicans are going to pick up some seats in the U.S. Senate, but it's still unclear how many. Most of the pollsters say the GOP is likely going to regain control of the Senate from Democrats. That's far from a sure thing. A lot of eyes right here on North Carolina, Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis. So much money has been poured into this in the campaign, not only from the campaigns themselves, but from all kinds of outside interests. The latest surveys from Raleigh-based Democratic or public policy polling show neck and neck races for Senate seats in Georgia, New Hampshire, Kansas, and Iowa. Those are only some of the key seats up for grabs. One of the states being looked at most closely is North Carolina, where incumbent Senator Kay Hagan appears to be leading her challenger, Republican State House Speaker Tom Tillis, by the slimmest of margins. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with public policy polling director Tom Jensen, who watches this stuff all the time, about what to expect tonight when those final election numbers come in.
We're getting very little clarity either in North Carolina or nationally. I would say in North Carolina, the picture is becoming even less clear. For the longest time, it seemed like every poll that came out, Kay Hagan was up by 3 or 4 points. Now, most of the polls, I would say, are either tied or have Hagan up by 1 point. So it seems like there has been a small but pretty consistent shift in the polls in Tom Tillis's direction. So that makes what was already a very close race even closer. I'm going to be pretty surprised on election night if either candidate ends up winning the North Carolina Senate race. I've been saying all year I'd be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 2 points. I'm sort of getting to the point where I'll be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 1 point. I think it's just going to be an incredibly close election, and we may not even know on election night who won the North Carolina Senate race.
I was going to ask if that means that we're going to be looking at a long, drawn-out vote count if we're not going to know until Wednesday or even later than that.
Yeah, there's definitely a good chance of that. I mean, there's always the chance that the polls are wrong and one of the candidates does end up winning by a clear margin. I mean, even if somebody won by 2, 2.5 points, that would be pretty clear on election night. But I think there is a very good possibility that this is going to end up in the less than 1 point range. And at that point, it could be a little while.
Which means that turnout, of course, makes all the difference in the world. I know Orange County turnout has been rather high, especially compared to the last midterm in 2010, and we all know how that one ended up.
Yeah, the early voting statewide has definitely been good for Democrats. I think it's always good to be cautious about reading too much into the early vote numbers, because we do just have a pretty clear division here now in North Carolina, where Democrats are a lot more likely to vote early and Republicans are a lot more likely to vote on election day. So I think you'll see this Democratic advantage certainly shrink quite a bit when we get to the actual election day. But what it does mean is there's really no doubt Kay Hagan's going to have a double-digit lead banked even before election day comes, and Tom Tillis is going to really have to be counting on a big turnout on election day to sort of overcome the deficit that's been built up for him during the early voting period. So I remember joking about this in 2008, but it sort of came true. Barack Obama had a big early voting lead in North Carolina, but it was clear that Republicans were going to catch up quite a bit on Election Day. And I remember saying at the time, Democrats should root for rain, because if it rains, then Republicans are less likely to get out and vote. That's why it's good to have those early votes in the bank. And as it turned out, it did rain, and Barack Obama won the state by 14,000 votes. I mean, it was about as close as it possibly could have been.
That is public policy polling director Tom Jensen speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck. There's a lot more to that interview. You can hear it on our website, chapelboro.com, and also tune in tonight to WCHL after the evening news for our live election night coverage. We'll be joined by Tom Jensen along with other guest analysts. We'll break down the numbers as they come in. We'll speak with some of the winning candidates in our local races. It all begins after 7 o'clock tonight. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, for all the election returns as they come in tonight. I'm going to get out of this chair. Of course, during the afternoon and the evening news on WCHL, Aaron Keck will be sitting here, and then I'll be back after 7 o'clock with Aaron and Tom Jensen and Elizabeth Friend and a whole lot of other folks. At Monday's Chapel Hill Town Council meeting, the council unanimously voted to create a development agreement to move toward developing the Obie Creek property just south of town. The developer, however, expressed some concerns.
I'm a little troubled that we're going to do this. And yet, at the same time, you're going to begin looking at a process of developing your own property.
That is Roger Perry, president of East West Partners Management Company. This company will soon negotiate with Chapel Hill on the terms of building a multi-use development across from Southern Village, the proposed Obie Creek development. Ben Perry, finance director of East West Partners, said Roger Perry is troubled because the town is asking East West Partners to pay for road improvements costing millions of dollars, which will increase the value of the town-owned park and ride lot across the street. Ben Perry expressed concerns after council members discussed the possibility of finding a developer for the park and ride lot property. Perry said this situation introduces a conflict of interest into the negotiation.
I just throw that out as something for consideration.
That is Roger Perry again, and here is Mayor Mark Kleinsmith with his response.
Well, thank you, and I actually was wondering when you were going to notice that. I mean, I just say,
I've noticed it for some time. I didn't realize you were going to go quite this far.
In response to Roger Perry, Kleinsmith said cameras will record and broadcast each meeting, and East-West Partners can remind council members of this potential conflict. He also said this is an example of the council navigating multiple issues at the same time. The town owns the park and ride lot property, but the Maryland-based company Caves Valley Partners owns the Obie Creek property. During the public comment period, resident Amy Ryan said the development should be well connected to other parts of Chapel Hill, and it should not negatively impact traffic on side roads near the development. She also said the development should prioritize affordable housing.
Obie Creek will be worth it if it achieves some important town goals. For example, this is a great spot for moderate-priced housing. The area has plenty of high-priced single-family homes already. Let's ask for units that cater to UNC employees who can then bike or take the bus to work.
Affordable housing will be one of the discussion topics at the council's next special meeting. That meeting, focused on Obie Creek, will be held November 13th at Chapel Hill Town Hall. You can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com, along with all our other stories, of course. And again, a reminder, the polls are open right now, have been open for over an hour, and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. Go to your regular polling place. Early voting is all over now. Today is the actual day. Nikki Morse is here. And Nikki, I'll vote for you to tell us what's going on at chapelboro.com.
And thanks, Ron. Well, Jared Rogers is going to take you on a walk and give you all the benefits of doing so. So make sure you go on chapelboro.com and read that. It's a really interesting story. Art Chansky also talking luck when it comes to Carolina football, or lack thereof, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
whichever way you want to look at
it. This past weekend, we didn't have any luck.
Yeah. Nicholas Cameron Johnson has a photo gallery on Halloween at Franklin Street, which is really cool because you get to see a bunch of the neat costumes out there. Susan Murray also takes you to the grand opening of the Green Beagle Lodge. Who can resist a chance to spoil the pets a little bit, you know? That's the Green Beagle Lodge.
Green Beagle Lodge?
Yeah, they cater to your pet. So take a look at those pictures.
That's cool.
And as you know, Ron, I've been trying to reacclimate myself to the area. I've been away from Orange County for a while. So
and originally from Hillsborough.
I know. Beverly Hillsborough at that. Yes.
Beverly Hillsborough.
Yeah.
That's where I want to be.
Love it. Glad you sang.
Love that song.
The Root Cellar. Went to take a look at the Root Cellar yesterday, which is formerly Foster's. Sarah Cooney's the owner, and I got a chance to talk to her for a while. And I think I brought a friend of mine. I think we took a tour of the whole menu while we were there. Took a little taste of everything. They've got some great salads. We even had a hot sandwich, and they let us sample the soups. They had a couple of really nice soups there. Huh. And the featured pizza, which I really thought was really interesting, it was like a bite of fall.
Really?
It was really, really interesting and tasty. Yeah, good try it. Now, wine and beer, the best prices in town. Can I just say I'm going there definitely with my friends, like after they get off work, because I get off work quite early. And they have a great breakfast menu as well. Hmm. And they take in brunch. It's a great place to take your out-of-town guests and friends and family to have a good breakfast or brunch. I took a look at the menu, and yum, they have my favorite Huevos Rancheros.
You know, I've been hearing all about the Root Cellar, but have not been by there yet since the change took place. And it sounds like it's fantastic.
It really is. You really need to take it in. So make sure you stop by. And if you go by Thursday, you can register for the Bahamas giveaway. So there's another reason to take it in, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we're running out of time on the Bahamas giveaway because we're in the last week right now. So they're just one of the 30 different sponsor locations we have. So get by there, sign up, and you could be on your way to the Bahamas. My goodness. 4 nights, 3 games. Oh, boy. Paradise Island. Good place to be. Hey, Nikki, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For that review. And you talked me into it. I'm going to go over there and have lunch really soon.
You should.
The Root Cellar. All right. Coming up next, WCHL, Ellie Kinnaird. Now, Ellie Kinnaird used to be the mayor of Carrboro, longtime state senator, stepped down from that seat, but she has been just about as active since she stepped down from her Senate seat as she was when she was there. She got kind of frustrated with the way politics were going here in North Carolina, and she has spent a lot of time getting out the vote, getting people registered, everything else. She said she was going to impact change in a lot of other ways, and today she's talking about something totally different. She's talking about Mary Willingham. You might want to know where she stands on that issue, and that is on the way next.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. At Venable, I serve delicious food, keeping in mind that food and eating are about family, friends, and taking time to enjoy life. Environment is key, so we've created a relaxed atmosphere with attentive and friendly service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
All right, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, 36 this morning in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. It's 744.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Well, it's finally out there, the whole dirty story for the entire world to see. It cost a couple of $1 million and years of media attention for the University of North Carolina to admit what everyone knew. So I've been waiting for the thanks and apology to Mary Willingham, who is a real hero. Like all whistleblowers, she was maligned, her character was assassinated, her academic integrity was impugned, and everyone from deans to sports writers joined in. I think UNC and the community owes a big thank you to Mary. And if UNC had paid attention and followed up on her clarion call that something was not right, it could have spared itself years of embarrassment and shame. Our beloved President Friday would be so saddened that the work he did to warn against the corruption of big-time athletics had so profoundly tarnished his university. So, Mary, From me, if no one else, thank you for uncovering this miserable chapter in our fine university's history. And I apologize on behalf of all who should do so for the harassment you have received over your valuable contribution to our university. This is L.A. Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. Located in the beautiful Chapel Hill Doctors Healthcare Center off Weaver Dairy Road, offering free parking, first floor access, no facility fees, an on-site lab, and minimal to no wait time. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Visit chapelhillprimarycare.com. Immediate appointments available.
Locally owned and serving the community, F&F Automotive has been the area's best-kept secret for over 50 years.
Conveniently located at 107 West Weaver Street in Carrboro, F&F Automotive has a newly renovated shop with state-of-the-art equipment, is an official North Carolina inspection station, and our friendly staff of ASE-certified technicians offers a full service of routine maintenance and advanced repair needs for all makes and models.
Fast, friendly, affordable, convenient, and local.
Teacher and student discounts available. Stop by and see us or visit fnfauto.com today to learn more.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
All right, 7:48 at WCHL.
Good morning.
Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic is brought to you this morning by Four Corners. Here's Nikki.
Looking pretty good so far out there, Ron. Everybody's starting to hit the poles a little early this morning. Fordham Boulevard, a little crowded, though, between 54 and Manning Drive, both directions. 40 eastbound, beginning to get busy from 54 to the Durham Freeway. Durham Freeway also starting to pick up between Irwin Road and Alexander Drive in both directions. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Did you know that Four Corners is home of the $6 lunch specials?
No.
It's good Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the lunch club and your sixth lunch is absolutely free at Four Corners in downtown Chapel Hill. Now your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. 37 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit nippy out there. Mostly sunny. High today in the low of 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy. Not as cool with a low in the middle 40s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 70s. We've got some clouds coming in late tomorrow night. And it'll be cloudy for a couple of days. But not going to worry about that right now. Today and tomorrow will be really, really nice. Grimble Jewelers, whether you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, or maybe an engagement ring, you're thinking about popping the question? Well, go talk to Berkeley Grimble about a very special ring. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. 7:50 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond is here, and the pond is very clear this morning. Everything is working very well, I think, at the Pond household in Chatham County.
Pond is very clear.
Yes, it is.
And well stocked.
Ron is looking into the depths.
What did you say, Nick?
And well stocked.
It's well stocked, that's for sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
That means what, something about a fishing expedition?
Well, we're always in a fishing expedition on this show with you.
All right, guys. Boy, have I got a peach for you this morning. You're just going to love it.
I can't wait.
This is not so much a word of the day as it is an expression or a phrase of the day.
Good day to do this on Election Day.
That's exactly what I've got in mind. Prepare yourself. Sharpen those radio pencils. The term or the word of the day is Sword of Damocles. Sword of Damocles.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah, I just did, Ron. So notify the FCC and the Red Cross, okay?
All right.
All right. The Sword of Damocles, this is all about that which constitutes an ever-present threat or an impending disaster. The expression Sword of Damocles grows out of an episode in Greek mythology that is far too complicated for the radio, but suffice to say, it was all about a courtesan and a king and a lot of suck-up flattery that didn't work, and we end with this expression, the Sword of Damocles. Again,
Damocles,
an ever-present threat or an impending disaster. Or is this registering there with you two?
Daily.
Yes.
there we have a little truth spoken to power.
Absolutely, man, especially on election day, I think about
it. Well, that's what I had in mind, Ron, is, you know, the Sword of Damocles, so to speak, figuratively, all of that hanging over some next somewhere, and if we can... Let's see, how can I put this to you subtly so that my meaning will come through despite all of the possibilities for misinterpretation?
You've never been subtle before, so I'll let that worry.
If we can get rid of this bunch of Republican idiots running the state, and Tom Tillis, this is a dangerous creature, you know.
The Sword of Damocles.
Let's.
I think you just fell on it.
We don't want to invoke any ugly imagery about a specific human being, but please save us,
Wayne. You know what?
So
you know what, Wayne?
Right, several times.
If we could just get you to come out and tell us how you really feel, you know, it would be awesome.
He is too subtle.
All right. Well, okay. Sometime we're going to have a Tom Tillis phrase that will emerge from the political or become a part of the political vocabulary. All right, Sword of Damocles, back to the original intent here. There's your phrase of the day. I hope you both have a splendid election day. And, hey, tell me quickly about CHL's election coverage.
Oh, we'll be on with continuous coverage starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Polls, of course, close at 7:30. And I will be here along with Aaron and D.G. Martin, presumably, and Tom Jensen and Elizabeth Friend, the whole WCHL news team. Danny Hooley will be somewhere. We'll have all the candidates. We'll talk with the analysts. We'll run it all down for you right here on WCHL and streaming live on our website, chaplainbrewer.com.
I will be glued to my radio receiver.
I'm sure you will. All right.
All right. Be good, children. Talk to you in the morning. Bye.
Right. Be good. That is Wayne Pond on WCHL. You know, the problem with Wayne is that he just never will come out and tell us how he really feels.
Didn't hear a thing.
No. Nah,
strange.
I he was so subtle, it was hard to figure where he really stands.
Subtle is his middle name.
Yeah, really. The word of the day is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL. And here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. And I decided to stay away from political jokes today because they were so mean. So I'm going to lighten it up a little bit.
I'm tired of all that meanness.
There you go. So here we go. It's about two football players, and you can insert your team here. Bubba and Tiny were taking an important exam. If they failed, they'd be on academic probation and not allowed to play in the big game the following week.
Ooh.
The exam was fill in the blank, and the last question read, Old MacDonald had a blank. Bubba was stumped. He had no idea what to answer, but he knew he needed to get this one right to be sure he passed. Making sure the teacher wasn't watching, he tapped Tiny on the shoulder. Tiny, what's the answer to the last question? Tiny laughed and then looked around to make sure the professor hadn't noticed. He turned to Bubba and said, Bubba, you're so stupid. Everyone knows Old MacDonald had a farm. Oh, yeah, said Bubba. I remember now. So he picked up his number two pencil and started to write the answer in the blank. And then he stopped, tapping Tiny on the shoulder. He whispered, Tiny, how do you spell farm? You are really dumb, Bubba. That's so easy. His tiny farm is spelled E-I-E-I-O.
That's a terrible joke to tell.
I know.
Oh, Nikki Morris, everybody. Hey, I'm just sitting here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
756 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Coach Ray Frederick founded the Bouncing Bulldogs over 27 years ago. The Bulldogs are an internationally renowned world champion jump rope team known pretty much all over the world. Coach Frederick is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I just kind of take it for granted that everybody knows about the Bouncing Bulldogs. Seven-time Grand National champions, 2014 world champions, all because of this guy right here and all the kids who participate in the program. This past weekend here in Chapel Hill, the Bouncing Bulldogs hosted the 25th International Jump Rope Spectacular, all culminating in a big show on the stage at the Carolina Theater in Durham.
The 25th anniversary of the North Carolina Rope Skipping Workshop. Started this workshop 25 years ago. We wanted to create an event for boys and girls across North Carolina where they could develop their fitness, at the same time challenge obesity. But lo and behold, now it has turned into an international spectacular. We have jumpers from France, Japan, and jumpers from throughout the United States. Probably the top 30 jumpers in the world. We have a workshop at East Chapel High School for a big barbecue dinner at the Armory downtown Durham. The top 30 jumpers in the world performing at the Carolina Theater in a packed house.
If you've never seen the Bouncing Bulldogs perform or all these other wonderful performers from all the world, you really are in for a treat. You guys put on a great show.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. You've been a great supporter. If you think about 25 years, the number of boys and girls we have touched in this community because of this very special sport, and it is a sport.
The Bouncing Bulldogs is a great program for kids age 6 all the way up to 22, designed so that the older kids teach the younger ones, and their tradition continues. There are hundreds of boys and girls who've been taking advantage of this program over the last 27 years. It started out small. Now there are so many, not only learning rope jumping skills, but they're all encouraged to make good grades in school or they can't participate. And more than that, they learn how to compete within a team, make lasting relationships, and win world championships.
Once again, if somebody wants to find out more about the Bouncing Bulldogs and about the sport in general, how do they do that?
Well, all they have to do is go to the Bouncing Bulldogs website at bouncingbulldogs.org, and you can learn all about the program.
Best way to find out about this great sport is to just go see the show.
That is correct.
And you'll have all the information there, but you can visualize it. You can't possibly understand how good the show is until you're actually there seeing it.
Well, that is correct, Ron.
It's all because of Ray Frederick, who started it all 27 years ago. Ray Frederick is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
By the way, in our conversation with Wayne, Wayne forgot to spell Damocles, so we looked it up. It is D-A-M-O-C-L-E-S, Sword of Damocles, D-A-M-O-C-L-E-S. My thanks to a listener who called in and told me that. Sometimes we get caught up. It's 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Expect a lot of sunshine today, high today in the low 70s. Good day. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
GOP looks to control Senate.
Victory is in the air. We're going to bring it home.
Parties scramble as voters go to the polls.
It's all about turnout.
Air Force grounds nuclear missile commanders.
The military takes nuclear weapons very, very seriously.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The fight for control of the United States Senate headlines this midterm election day. Republicans hope to seize the majority from Democrats, and in 36 states, voters will choose governors. We have CBS News team coverage of campaign 2014, and we begin with correspondent Barry Bagnato.
45 plus 6, the math that matters for Republicans seeking a 51-seat Senate majority and control of both houses of Congress. Gains in Montana, South Dakota, and West Virginia seem assured. Arkansas is well within reach. That would leave just two more wins in a number of close contests.
There's a lot of these battleground races that are really, really tight poll-wise, 1, 2% going one way or the other.
CBS News senior political editor Steve Chikaris says late vote counts and possible runoffs could leave the outcome in limbo past this election day.
This is Steve Futterman in Louisville, Kentucky. Mitch McConnell has a chance to win the biggest prize tonight.
After 6 years of borrowing and spending and taxing and regulation, these people need to be stopped.
If things go the Republicans' way, McConnell is poised to become the new Senate Majority Leader. McConnell spent yesterday predicting victory.
Let's go out there and sock it to him.
I'm Peter King in Atlanta.
I want you to meet Curtis Anderson.
Last-minute campaigning took Republican David Perdue to seven stops with his wife, repeating a now familiar theme.
Barack Obama wants Michelle Nunn in the Senate to fight for him. Bonnie and I want to go to Washington to fight for you.
Democrat Nunn says her willingness to cross the aisle has helped her.
A Republican couple came up to me and said, we really want to vote for you. And I said, well, just do it.
Polls call this one too close to call. And that could mean a runoff in January.
I'm Lee Frank in Denver. A Colorado Democratic senator and the Democratic governor are both in tight races to keep their jobs. Senator Mark Udall's opponent, Representative Cory Gardner, has campaigned to appear not too conservative. Governor John Hickenlooper has been targeted for supporting increased gun registration and for halting an execution.
I'm Vicki Barker. Governor's mansions in 36 states up for grabs, among them key swing state Florida, where Republican Rick Scott and former Governor Charlie Crist fought a bitter battle. In Maine, the famously combative Republican Paul LePage in a dead heat with Democrat Mike Michaud. And in Wisconsin, Democrat Mary Burke trying to deprive incumbent Scott Walker of his job, seen as a possible launching pad for a presidential bid.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. Today's outcome will set the stage for the rest of the Obama presidency. Spokesman Josh Earnest acknowledged political reality.
There has traditionally been a drop-off among some segments of the Democratic Party electorate in midterm elections.
Democrats, though, hope turnout efforts based on the Obama 2012 re-election strategy will disprove those predictions of